Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I'm going to read you a text message that I got the other day. I'm not even going to fucking change the name. Normally, on the podcast, they fucking change people's names just to protect the innocent. Isn't that the shit they used to say in the court shows? I used to fucking love those court shows as a kid. People's Court, whatever the fuck it was. They'd play that stupid music like, bump, 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 bump. It's almost like porn music, isn't it? Like, if people weren't walking into a courthouse to settle some fucking small claim, I could see, like, the pizza guy fucking some woman that just got out of the shower. It's just, like, really sleazy music. And they'd be like, this guy's dog bit a man in the penis. And they would put it up on the screen and it'd be like... They'd fucking make that fucking sound effect. Does anybody know what the fuck I'm talking about? Are these fucking shows on TV anymore? I'm 40 years old, so I watched this shit when I was fucking young. I don't know what the fuck is on these days. But like, when I was young, like, that was the shit. Even though I never fucking watched any of the cases. I just liked the beginning. I didn't watch the case. That was too fucking boring. I liked them announcing the case, the porn music walking into the courtroom, the... And then that's it. I didn't really give a fuck what happened after that. I can't tell you one fucking result of any one of those fucking cases. But in this case, you don't know who the fucking text message is from. So if I'm just reading the name on a text message, what does that mean? Like, I can just read a fucking name on a text message. Who gives a shit? You know who's sending me these fucking texts? Where is this fucking thing? God damn it. I thought the text was closer. I should have queued this up before I fucking started rolling. There we go. Here we go. So I got this text on August 27th. So Saturday night, Mary said she thinks that she saw you at Target tonight. I got that fucking text. Here was my response. Yeah, she did. I totally ignored her. I pretended not to notice. You know how much I fucking love that fucking exchange? I've kept sending it to people. Just that, the fucking two lines, that encapsulates Chris Johnson. If you want to know my essence, if you want to like get inside my fucking head, figure out like what the fuck I'm all about, that fucking text message explains fucking all of it. I showed it to people at work. Some motherfuckers, I can't remember what was going on, but somebody said something about like how I was a dick or something. And we were messing around. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about. But I was like at the end of the shift, I was like, oh, holy shit. That reminds me of this. Look at this. Just in case any of you here think that the shit that you see from me is a fucking act. This is from somebody I fucking know. This is from somebody in my life. They sent me this fucking text message. And you know what? It didn't surprise anybody. So I feel like even though I'm working virtually, after about 11 months on the fucking job at the, new job, I guess. When does the fucking new job stop being the new job? Like, I don't think of it as the new job anymore, but like, it's my latest job, my current job. But I haven't been there a year yet. I got one more month before I get to the year. But apparently these people got a grasp of me. I'm gonna fucking tell you a secret too. I recognize this Mary character the fucking second I laid eyes on her. Now, when I go to the store in most cases, I always have fucking headphones on. They're Bluetooth headphones, but like you can fucking see them. Like they jut out a little bit. So you don't think that you can speak with me. And I always just kind of look past everything. But even though I'm looking past everything, I know exactly who the fuck is around me at all times. Because at any fucking moment, I'm expecting some motherfucker I know to fucking roll up on my ass. And Mary is no fucking different. I remember exactly where the fuck it happened. I was by the birthday cards. My nephew's got a birthday coming up. It's coming up next month. And like, somehow I'm fucking on top of shit. Like, I haven't even been invited to the fucking birthday party yet. But I'm assuming I'm going to get the invite. I have the other 5 years of his life. I don't know how old he is. I think he's 5. I don't know. He's going to be 6. That's my guess. I'm going to go with 6. I'm going to verify this right now just to prove what a good uncle I am. Dude, I fucking nailed that shit. I don't know how much credit I deserve, in all honesty. I have a fucking Word document on my PC called addresses and birthdays because I never remember what my fucking sister's addresses are. So I have to go over there for a fucking birthday party or some shit. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. So I have to fucking program their address in every goddamn time. And then I keep the fucking birthdays in there. I got fucking 4 nieces and nephews. And I gotta be honest, I got my sister's and mom's birthdays in there as well because I'm not going to remember that shit. If I didn't have this fucking list, I'd never fucking remember any of this shit. I know one birthday, my fucking birthday. That's it. That's the only one that's fucking top of mind. But anyway, I saw Mary buy the birthday cards. She was like fucking walking down the aisle and I fucking recognized her instantaneously and I thought, nope, not having this fucking conversation. I'm not doing it. I haven't seen Mary in a long fucking time. I don't want to have that fucking conversation. I got along with Mary. I liked Mary, but I don't give a fuck about Mary. I don't know if she's listening to this. Sorry, Mary. Like, I'm sure you're a good person these days. I don't know. I mean, I hope so, but it doesn't really affect my day-to-day life. So at the same time, I don't really care. I hope you're doing well. I'm not talking to you at Target. Dude, I told this story before. I saw my sister at a fucking grocery store one time, and I fucking made sure to hang like 2 aisles back because I just was not having that fucking conversation. If I'm out at a store, I got a fucking game plan most times. I got to get this, 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 this. I want to look for this, this, this. I don't want to get into any conversations. There's a very small handful of people that I will stop and fucking chat with. I don't want to do a fucking stop and chat in most situations. Because I don't know how long this conversation is going to be. Like, if I saw my mom at the store, I don't know if I'd want to stop. Like, sorry, Ma. Like, we can talk tomorrow or something. You know what I mean? What's on your mind? What are we going to talk about in the middle of the fucking aisle? Because there's a lot of ears around. I don't want to have a fucking conversation that can be easily eavesdropped on. And what the fuck am I going to talk to Mary about? Hey, here you got two kids. She told the person who sent me the text, like, I don't think I've seen him in 10 years. I think it's been longer than that. I don't know how the fuck she recognized my ass. But apparently she did. She recognized me fucking instantaneously. I mean, I guess I recognized her too. But I'm usually pretty good at recognizing people. I was pretty surprised that I fucking placed her so fucking quick. Like, it was a fucking instant. I was doing one of those things where, like, I was turning my head because I was about to, you know, turn the cart around. Saw her, just kept turning. That's all. Easy enough. Kept turning. I just think it would have been an awkward conversation, and I was not in the mood for an awkward conversation. Hey, if you want to talk now, you can send me a message. I hope you don't take me up on that, but I'm just trying to be nice because I don't want to talk. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking talk. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast, which is back. Google Podcast is back, baby. You can fucking go to Google again after I fix that shit. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, or any other podcasting site you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode's there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline as well, so you can catch this fucking cast there too.